You are listening to a podcast from BecomingJewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Tzedakah. We are obligated to be more scrupulous in fulfilling the commandment of charity than any other positive commandment, because charity is the sign of a righteous man, the seed of Abraham our father, as it is said, "For I know him, that he will command his children to do righteousness." Genesis chapter 18, verse 19. The throne of Israel is established, and the religion of truth is upheld only through charity, as it is said, "In righteousness shall you be established." Isaiah chapter 54, verse 14. Israel is redeemed only through charity, as it is written, "Zion will be redeemed with judgment, and they that return of her with righteousness." Isaiah chapter 54, verse 14. Tzedakah is derived from the word tzedek, meaning righteousness, justice, or fairness, but has come to mean charity in English. The words justice and charity have different meanings in English. How is it that in Hebrew, one word, tzedakah, can be translated to mean both justice and charity? This translation is consistent with Jewish thought, as Judaism considers charity to be an act of justice. Judaism holds that people in need have a legal right to food, clothing, and shelter that must be honored by more fortunate people. According to Judaism, it is unjust and even illegal for Jews to not give charity to those in need. Thus, giving charity in Jewish law and tradition is viewed as obligatory self-taxation rather than voluntary donation. Giving charity is an obligation in Judaism, as can be seen in Leviticus chapter 25, verses 35 through 38, and Deuteronomy chapter 19, verses 20 through 24. This obligation means providing charity to both Jew and non-Jew. In many homes, one will find a tzedakah box, a box or other container where coins are dropped in and collected for charity. It is a tradition for Jews to give tzedakah on Yom Kippur, Shemini Atzeret, Pesach, Shavuot, and Purim, as well as during other celebratory events such as weddings. One who helps fulfill the poor person has a letter added to tzedek, and he becomes tzedakah, charity. This is the secret of, "The merciful man does good to his own soul." Mishlei 11:17. Acts of kindness show that one is under judgment, but has perfected it with chesed, then it turns into mercy. According to Halakha, everyone, including the poor, is to give 10% of one's net income. One may give more than 10%, but no more than 20%. If one cannot give that amount, any amount will be satisfactory. One is forbidden from giving so much that one becomes impoverished. The obligation to perform tzedakah can be fulfilled by giving money to the poor, to healthcare institutions, to synagogues, or to educational institutions. It can also be fulfilled by supporting your children beyond the age when you are legally required to, or supporting your parents in their old age. It is acknowledged that not everyone who asks for tzedakah is truly in need, so there is some legitimate basis for doubting a beggar's sincerity. It is permissible, and some say ethical, to investigate a charity before offering any donation. Everyone has an obligation to avoid becoming in need of tzedakah. A person should take any work available to him or her, even if the work is, quote, beneath him or her, to avoid becoming needful of tzedakah. Of course, if one is truly in need of tzedakah, one is obligated to accept any that is offered. Contrary to popular belief, Jewish scholars, teachers, and rabbis must earn an income from employment other than teaching Torah and relying on tzedakah. The idea of tzedakah implies that the recipient deserves the gift. When a Jew gives tzedakah, he is in a sense confirming a partnership with God to care for others. This is an obligation. It is not an act of kindness, chesed. The idea is spelled out in the Zohar. "Hence he that gives tzedakah to the poor makes the holy name complete, as it should be above, since tzedakah is the tree of life. This applies only to charity done for its own sake, for then the doer links together tzedakah with tzedek, so that the whole forms the holy name, since tzedek is not established without tzedakah. Zohar, Vayikra, section 3, page 113b. The Zohar assumes, as did Maimonides, that the root of the word tzedakah is indeed tzedek. The only thing which is different is that tzedakah contains an additional letter, he. This letter comes from the divine name, the Tetragrammaton. Therefore, the person who gives tzedakah becomes partners with God, and his action is permeated with divinity here on earth while he completes the divine name above. There are different levels of tzedakah described within the Talmud that were organized into 8 levels by Maimonides in his Mishneh Torah and the Laws of Charity. Level 1, enable the recipient to be such as through loans, grants, or employment. Level 2, to give without knowing the recipient's identity and the recipient does not know one's identity. Level 3, to give knowing the recipient's identity, but the recipient does not know one's identity. Level 4, to give without knowing the recipient's identity, but the recipient knows one's identity. Level 5, to give before being asked. Level 6, to give after being asked. Level 7, to give less than one should, but giving cheerfully. And level 8, the lowest level, is to give begrudgingly. In practice, most Jews carry out tzedakah by donating a portion of their income to charitable institutions or to needy people that they may encounter. The perception among many modern-day Jews is that if donation of this form is not possible, the obligation of tzedakah still requires that something is given. As for the more limited form of tzedakah expressed in the biblical laws, namely leaving of gleanings from certain crops, the Shulchan Aruch argues that Jewish farmers are no longer obliged to obey it. Nevertheless, in modern Israel, rabbis insist that Jews allow gleanings to be consumed by the poor and by strangers, and all crops, not just gleanings, by anyone and everyone, free, not bought nor sold, during sabbatical years. In addition, one must be very careful about how one gives out tzedakah money. It is not sufficient to just give to anyone or any organization. Rather, one must check the credentials and financials to be sure that your tzedakah money will be used wisely, efficiently, and effectively. We learn this from both the Tanakh in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 22, which reads, "Do not rob a poor man because he is poor, and do not crush the poor man in the gate," and from the Talmudic area commentaries, Bamidbar Rabbah 5:2, which says, "Do not rob the impoverished because he is impoverished." It is taught that tzedakah money was never yours to begin with. Rather, it always belongs to the recipient, and hence you have an obligation to give it, and to give it away to places that use it efficiently and effectively. Thank you for listening to Tzedakah. Shalom.